Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the 6th of April, 2024, 2 days before the eclipse for all those who are looking forward to that. I suspect there's going to be a huge energy shift, so hang on to your hats. But I hope you're well. And I wanted to read the blog post that I put out today, a day early, and the name of it is Honor Your Breath. So let's start. Honor the breath that keeps your physical body alive, that calms you in times of chaos, that connects you to the all of creation, that fills you with love and wisdom and peace. Dear one, we encourage you to focus on your breath throughout the day for all the above reasons. Breath is the essence of life, not only physical but spiritual. It connects you with the all of creation as you match the rhythm of the breath of God. Consider how your lungs expand with the air you inhale. This nourishes your physical body, but it also fills you with the love of the universe. Every atom has the potential to share love with every other atom it touches. For does not all of creation come from Source? The vessel of love whose spark ignited us all? Understand your connection to the beginning of life. Understand your unconscious interaction with the all that is. Understand how the building blocks of life recirculate within you with every breath that you take. Dear one, every hydrogen atom that fills your being is as old as the universe. It was present in the very beginning as the potential for physical life. It was present in the primordial soup that churned out the beginning of physical life as you know it. It is a building block of water, the water that fills over 60% of your physical body, the water that has consciousness and memory, the water that sustains not only your physical body, but also your constant connection to the all. With every breath, you absorb the atoms that create water and the potential for higher consciousness. Can you close your eyes and feel the rhythm of your breath, the rhythm of the universe flowing in and out of your physical being? Can you feel the calming presence of love with each intake of air? The original atoms of the creation of the universe fill your very being. Those atoms came directly from Source to initiate the cascade of life as you know it. Much knowledge is awaiting you to better understand who you are and how you are connected to every atom within the universe. Can you focus on walking in love, sending out love with every breath? The ascension is in motion. Not only here upon this physical plane, but throughout the universes. How can that not be when all are connected? Communities here upon this plane share their knowledge to build a better life. So too are those from higher realms sharing their knowledge with those who are receptive to help ease this ascension into being. Raising your awareness of how you move through your day will affect you and all those around you. This includes minimizing judgment, anger, and hatred, replacing these lower energies with those of love, compassion, and generosity. Chaos allows the highest potential for change. This is why life seems so chaotic of late. The greater the chaos, the sooner the old ways of being will be dismantled, so that a kinder, gentler, more loving way of being can emerge. You are present at this time of change to help make the transition from duality into oneness as gentle as possible. How can you do this? By accepting the love offered to you with every breath that you take, by offering gratitude for all that has been given to assist you in remembering who you are. Breathe in the essence of love and allow it to fill every cell of your body. Send roots down into the mother and ask her to fill your being with her love. Reflect upon your connection to the very beginnings of creation. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Be loving in every word, thought, and action. For you are love incarnate. Your atoms are filled with it. And you are indeed one with all of thee. It's kind of sobering, isn't it, to think about how some of the atoms that are in our bodies right now have been there for billions of years. The hydrogen atoms that were present at the beginning of life are in our bodies now. The water that we drink, the water that we breathe when we breathe in humidity or whatever, have been around for billions of years, recycled. When you think about it in those terms, in those biological terms, it's easier to realize how we are one with everything, the ebb and the flow of life, just like the rhythm of the breath, the rhythm of the trees dancing in the breeze, the rhythm of day versus night, all of the rhythms of life, they synchronize with the breath of God. I find that very sobering and very humbling. I know the times are crazy right now. I know the energies for those of you who are sensitive are really going up. And I ask you to just continue to breathe and just try to work your way through it. I think things are really going to get intense this month. Someone told me around the 20th of April. I'm not quite sure what's supposed to happen that day. But all of the ones that I listen to are saying what a wondrous future we have in store for us. I'll see some of it in my lifetime, certainly not all of it. But I think that if we can hold on to the fact that this chaos is helping to change this world, to break down all the institutions that have just been too powerful and not transparent enough. I'm looking forward to change, and I'm steeling myself to get through this phase as best as I can, focusing on love. I hope you can do that too. I hope you have a glorious week. Thank you so much for listening. Till next week. Bye-bye.